coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in beautiful downtown Auburn, Maine. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, Lewiston Auburn's afternoon morning show with Mark, Sarah, and Pam. We're covering news and events in the greater Lewiston Auburn area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Give us a listen at lydiamediallc.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is brought to you by UPI Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, serving residential and commercial customers with new installations and repairs. Call today and take advantage of their summer special on oil and gas boiler cleanings, 754-4556. UPI, the best plumbers around.
And if you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com. Pam, how you doing?
It's Pam.
We missed you yesterday.
Yeah, I had that thing.
You were out doing the networking thing.
She's got a network.
Yep, every Wednesday. But I'm good this morning.
Excellent. Well, it's great to have you back.
Thanks. Right. Good to be back.
Sarah, how are you?
I'm okay.
Did we hit the gym this morning?
We did not hit the gym this morning. You can always tell like which way it went. This morning, not a gym day for Sarah.
Not a gym day. You're okay though.
I'm okay. I became collateral damage in a cat fight yesterday. So
tomorrow's Friday though.
I know, it'll be okay. I'll be back at the gym.
Is this something you'd like to expand on?
Becoming collateral damage?
Yeah.
No.
No. Okay. Fair enough.
And when I say a cat fight, I'm literally talking about cats, like felines.
Right.
Not.
I was wondering what you were talking about.
Not one of your old high school friends.
No. Gotcha. Actual cats. Okay. Cats.
I can't see Sarah in a cat fight.
I've never in my life.
I would see her faking lick her paw and then rub her ear. That's the cat fight she would.
Yeah. No, I've never ever been in a fight of any kind.
Me neither.
Really?
Yeah. No. I'm a big old chicken. These muscles are just for show.
Not just for show.
These are show muscles. Tan them up, show them off. That's it.
We have the pleasure of being joined in studio by Jerry, Rihanna, and Dahlia from Max Grill. We're so excited to have you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
We're going to talk all about Max Grill in just a bit. But before we do, let's take a look at the news for Thursday, August 29th.
The Lewiston Police Department will hold a press conference today at 12:30 at City Hall to discuss plans to address the recent uptick of violence in the community. Plans include increased law enforcement, community engagement, and a call to action to the state legislature and judicial system. The event will be streamed on the city's Facebook page and YouTube channel.
The Sun Journal reports that Agron Appliance is preparing to open a new distribution center at 56 Harriman Drive in Auburn in mid-September. The $9.5 million facility will be staffed by over 70 of the company's 151 employees, including delivery teams, installers, and service technicians. The center will serve Agron's 6 locations throughout Maine.
The Lewiston Fire Department is hiring firefighters and EMTs. Applicants must be 20 years old and have completed high school or passed an equivalency exam. Applications must be submitted by September 25th. For more information, you can visit lewistonmaine.gov.
Lydia Media weather, blue skies, sunshine throughout the day today and tomorrow.
I love that. I'm surprised you're not
surprised you're not on your paddleboard already.
I know. It's going to be hard not to be. I got to go to Rockland today. I have a show up there.
The job gets in the way.
I know. Working. Ugh, working. Such a drag.
Chance of rain on Saturday. High 73, low 54.
In sports, Brian Baio gave up just 2 hits and struck out 9 over 8 innings as the Red Sox shut out the Blue Jays 3-0. They don't stink anymore, Mark.
They don't.
The Sox are 3 games out of a playoff spot, and they will play Toronto tonight at 7 at Fenway Park.
I take it back when I said that.
You said they stunk.
Yeah. They lost 5 in a row. That qualifies as stinking.
I mean, they were on
too big of a market to be as weak as they are.
Yeah, totally agree. They should have spent some money. They're the Boston Red Sox. You go out and you get the big free agents and you win World Series like they did in 2018. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Easy enough.
He's going to pull that soapbox out and put it away now.
I'm a little passionate. The first place Sea Dogs lost to the Harrisburg Senators.
Oh, filibuster.
3-1 the final. They'll play again tonight at 6:30 in Pennsylvania.
The Celtics signed 25-year-old guard Lonnie Walker IV to a one-year deal. Walker averaged 10 points per game for the Brooklyn Nets last season, shooting over 38% from three-point range.
I wonder how Lonnie Walker the first, second, and third were from three-point range.
Excellent question.
I'm going to have to find out. I'm going to Google that.
That's a great name, Lonnie Walker.
Lonnie Walker the IV. He doesn't sound like a basketball player, does he?
No.
No. Sounds like an accountant. That's your news, weather, and sports. You ready?
I'm ready.
It's time for famous people birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's famous people birthdays. It's famous people birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for August the 29th. We're going to start off with, and I'm going to nail it, bassist and singer Michelle Andegicello.
Andegicello.
I'm not buying that.
Andegicello.
I watched an interview with her before.
Say it again.
No. She's 56 years old today. She's a two-time Grammy Award winner, and you may remember her from back in the day. She did a duet with John Mellencamp.
Yes.
It was a cover of Van Morrison's Wild Night.
She nailed it on the bass.
Nailed it.
So good.
And on vocals.
Yeah.
And
no, you're right.
Yeah, that song went to number 3 on the Billboard charts.
Cool.
Does anyone remember Michelle and John and that song?
Nope.
No.
All right. Well,
okay.
I am older than dirt.
I never know any of these people for the most part. I knew Macaulay Culkin the other day. I was like, oh, I know him.
But we're big music people, though. That's unfair.
True.
Yeah. We'll get one. Don't worry.
That's true. Rebecca De Mornay.
Yeah.
Giddy up.
Giddy up.
Yes, I know who Rebecca De
Mornay is. Okay, good. I was like, was she in a movie called Giddy Up?
It's a Max Grill thing.
It's a Max Grill thing. Yeah. All right.
Risky business.
Yes.
Yeah.
It means she's attractive.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. She's 65 today. She played Lana in Risky Business. Mm-hmm. That was her breakthrough role.
Yeah.
I think she starred opposite Tom Cruise there. Mm-hmm. She's also been in The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
So creepy in that movie. So creepy.
And that came out in 92.
Wow.
And she was also in Backdraft in 91. Yeah. Deborah Van Valkenburg.
What a great name.
Is 72 today. She played, Jackie Rush on Too Close for Comfort back in the early 80s.
Oh,
remember Ted Knight?
Ted Knight, yeah.
Was on that one. They had that annoying neighbor called Monroe. You remember that
yes,
show? Yeah.
I do remember. Aww.
That is your kind of character if I've ever seen one.
No, totally.
Yeah.
I loved him.
And rounding out, she was also in The Warriors.
I don't know that one.
That movie from the 70s. It was a bunch of gangs in New York.
Oh.
That was pretty cool. Rounding out FPBs for August the 29th is actor Elliot Gould.
Legend.
Pam, I know you've seen or heard of Elliot Gould.
Come on.
She has not.
I need a picture.
Okay.
Okay. Did you watch Friends?
Not consistently. Oh. I know. I've only watched episodes here and there. Everybody's looking at me like I'm crazy. I know.
He was Monica and Ross's dad. On Friends. Yeah, see, these are okay. Yep. They got it. Yep.
I know.
Yep.
Friends, I didn't watch. I didn't watch Seinfeld. I know. Yeah.
He was also on MASH. Wasn't he on MASH?
He was on MASH.
Yeah.
Yes, the movie. He played Trapper, John McIntyre.
Yep.
He's 86 years old today.
Favorite movie from him, Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11, without a doubt.
Hands down.
Yep.
So good.
And he was also in Ocean's 12 and Ocean's 13 and Ocean's 14, Electric Boogaloo.
Boogaloo.
There you go. He's had an incredible career, been in a bunch of movies and TV shows.
Great.
He's just awesome. Mm-hmm. Elliot Gould, 86 today. And those are your FPBs for August the 29th. And now let's shift our focus to Max Grill. We have Jerry in studio, who has owned Max Grill for the past 13 years. Let's get a little bit of background on you, Jerry. How did you get into the restaurant business?
It's what I did when I was in my 20s. And then I had two little girls at the time, so I had to get a real job. So I did. And I went to work for CVS Pharmacies for a little bit. And then I bought a different business, a bread distribution business. And even though it was a good business, I liked it, I missed the restaurant business. So I told my wife, I said, it's time for us to get back into the restaurant business because I don't enjoy what I do. And she said, go for it. And it's a fairly long story, but I ended up buying Max Grill and I haven't looked back. I enjoy it.
What do you love about the restaurant business?
There's something about the energy. It's where I've met all my lifelong friends. It's where I met my wife. And there's just something about it. It's hard to put your finger on it, but I just enjoy it. I enjoy going to work. I enjoy the energy. I enjoy it when things don't go quite right. and we make it right. And I have a great crew. I've had the best. I have the best crew right now that I've ever worked with in any business. And it makes it a lot easier when you work as a team and your family.
For those people who may be living under a rock or not from this area, what's Max Grill all about?
Max Grill is first and foremost a steakhouse. We hand cut every single steak we sell, every single tip, shaved, everything we do by hand. We make a lot of our own sauces and pretty much everything. And that's how we compete against, you know, places like Longhorns. Longhorns as a chain actually does a pretty good job. But we do a better job, and we do a better job because we do everything from scratch.
And it's a great place to watch the Super Bowl, isn't it, Pam?
Yes, I've been there multiple times. We talked about that Tuesday.
That's right. We sure did. Rihanna is here, catering manager. Give us a little bit of background on yourself and how you came to be the catering manager at Max.
So I started at Max as a server about 3 years ago and then just kind of worked my way up through the totem pole. I started doing catering probably 2 years ago, realized how much I loved it. I loved going to different events, going to the weddings, meeting different people, seeing different places, and then quickly came to find that that's something that I wanted to do more long term.
When you're catering a wedding and the guests see the Max Grill trailer pull up, I bet you get a lot of people just rubbing their stomachs. It's going to be a good afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely get great, great feedback, which is a really good feeling to have.
And that is a ton of work, isn't it, to cater, especially a wedding?
It's a ton of work, but it's very rewarding at the same time. So it's definitely worth it.
Sometimes it's probably the best part of the wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. And people are starving and they're like, please feed us.
Feed us.
No problem.
So you've probably done a bazillion weddings.
Yeah, I've done quite a few.
Do you ever get like choked up and emotional at the weddings?
Every single wedding.
I love it.
Every time.
I love that. Oh, that's
really
cute.
Yeah.
I would too. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to know them to be like, oh.
The father, I'm really close with my dad. So seeing the father and daughter dances every time.
Hearing the vows. What a great job.
It is. It really is.
I love it.
See, Jerry, that's why she's so good at it. She cares.
I didn't even get choked up at my own wedding. Excuse me.
So let's say you're catering a wedding for, I don't know, 150 people. Mm-hmm. That's doable, right?
Absolutely. We actually just did that this past weekend.
What kind of crew are you looking at? What's the preparation like for that?
So normally we get to the restaurant in the morning and the kitchen is already started on the food. We make sure all the nitty gritty details are in line. We'll drive out to the venue. The employees normally it really depends on how big the wedding is, but we'll have two or three people for the food. We also offer bar service for events as well. So that comes into play. Couple of bartenders.
And then it's just cruise control from there?
Oh, yeah.
For everybody but you, right?
Right. Here and ready.
Putting out fires, I bet.
That's right. Yeah. And Dahlia, let's talk to you for a bit. Give us a little bit of background on yourself and how you became bar manager at Max.
I've been with Max Grill for a little over 10 years. Again, I started in my 20s, going through college, working at the restaurant.
I was going to say, you look like you started when you were five then. That's crazy.
Yeah, I couldn't get away from the restaurant. I finished college and, you know, like Jerry was saying, there's some kind of atmosphere that you just kind of get addicted to. You meet a lot of fun people. I met my husband there. So throughout the years, I met a lot of fun people. When you enjoy what you do, it doesn't really feel like work. And then over the years, the position opened up and I stepped into bar management. It's been really fun creating the cocktails, being in charge of the orders, and building that relationship with those regulars and new customers that come in.
Pam, have you worked in the restaurant industry?
Very little. I worked actually two places, both breakfast waitressing at Silva's before it was Christie's Cafe, and then at Roy's All Steak Hamburgers for breakfast.
Yeah. Breakfast is tough because you don't make a lot of tips because the average ticket is low.
Like, yes, that's but like it's a turn and burn.
It is. It goes quick.
Breakfast goes quick. You know, those people sitting for dinner might linger and just hang out and chat for a while where you're not getting any more sales from it. But breakfast is really quick. And a lot of times people would just slap a five on the table.
True.
Yeah.
Wasn't bad.
I think I'm pretty comfortable in saying that the restaurant industry is not for everyone. Right?
1,000%.
Yeah, 1,000%. It takes a special kind of person to love working in a restaurant. Yeah, and I'll put this out to the three of you. What type of person is that?
You need to be able to be quick on your feet, you know, have tough, thick skin. You're not going to please everybody. Not everyone's going to like you. You need to be able to put those fires out at the drop of a hat, be able to multitask, be able to get along with several different characters. There's a lot that goes into it.
There sure is, especially working at the bar.
Mm. Absolutely. Right? Yeah. Even when you're in the weeds and you're drowning, you just have to smile and fake it till you make it.
Yeah, yep. You have to be very, very comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yes.
Oh. Chameleon-like.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jerry, would you agree with all that?
Completely. You definitely have to be a multitasker. You have to be willing to be told that you didn't do something well, because customers will complain from time to time. And you have to have thick skin and be able to get through that. I've seen it chew up and spit out a lot of people, very good people. You know, yeah. Not every job is meant for every person. And when you kind of recognize that, I always feel bad for them, because if it's not going to work out, you know, sometimes they take that personally, but it certainly isn't meant that way. But they usually find their way somewhere else.
Max Grill it's an institution in the Lewiston, Auburn area, located at 1052 Minot Ave, and you can find them online at maxgrill.com. Jerry, what is it about Max that makes it so special and keeps people coming back?
Oh, it's absolutely the staff. I mean, we do a lot of things that you're supposed to do. We keep the building properly maintained and painted and repaired and all that. And all that kind of stuff does matter. I currently have 3 or 4 light bulbs I got to change this morning.
He's thinking about that right now. I got to go get to that.
Yeah, they did actually pop in my head. So all those kind of things are important, but without question, it's the staff. I can't tell you how many people come into our bar looking for a certain bartender. They come in, they ask for a certain server. Even our kitchen crew, you know, even though they're not in the front lines, people come in and say, hey, is, you know, this one or that one working today? And it's absolutely the crew. It's no question about it. If you have that family atmosphere, that shows. People are aware of that, even if you've only been there once. You know, we have people that might be some of the nicest people I've ever met. That's absolutely what makes us successful.
And that's why they put on their sign, who's working the bar during lunch and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I noticed
matters.
That definitely when I
definitely points
by.
Out, like, hey, come and see so-and-so today at the bar for lunch or dinner or whatever time of day. He points that out.
That's very cool. You're my son's favorite restaurant. Like, he's a big steak kid. Like, he's 20, but he's, you know, he's, like, if there's a special occasion, we're going to Max. A lovely atmosphere. It's very bustly and it's comfortable, but it's definitely, your servers are fantastic and the food is really, really good. Really good.
Jerry, what have you learned about the restaurant industry in the past 13 years, especially as an owner?
Oh, boy. There's a lot behind the scenes that a lot of people don't see. You know, when people see me mingling about at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and I'm chatting with folks like you, and they see the servers making it look easy. You know, I've seen people say, oh, I could do that. You know, I'm going to open a restaurant. Well, they don't realize I've been there for 12 hours, you know, and there was a lot going on to get those doors open and to get the wheels turning. So that was probably the biggest thing, because as an employee in my 20s, I loved what I did. But when I became an owner, you realize to be better than average takes a lot of work. It's pretty easy to be average. Max Grill's not average, and that's takes a lot of work to be better than average.
How do you get such great employees?
I hold a gun to their head.
That's one way to do it.
You can't leave ever.
But how do you, I mean, I think for a lot of restaurants, it's probably easy to get great employees through the door, but to keep them can be another matter.
It's probably the biggest challenge, keeping a good staff. And honestly, we treat our staff very well. I like to think I do. There's a couple I would.
It's true.
Well, we can ask a couple of them.
I mean,
if you'd
they're
like
here.
They're,
we can,
they're right
can,
here.
We can say.
He nice brought little. The two that he knew the answers.
Yeah.
We've been studying all night.
He gave them an extra day off.
Yeah. And that's actually how you keep them.
Real quickly, you can tell when someone starts if they're going to fit in well. Some might think that it's cattiness, but it's not. It's. Are you able to flow like we can, you know? You have to be able to understand other people's body languages and shift through. And, you know, after like your third shift, you can tell, they're going to make it, or it's time to, you know, cut ties. But once they do mesh well, it's really easy to keep those people to stay.
It's really all about the chemistry.
Absolutely. You know, we hang out with our coworkers. We work hard with our coworkers. You become family with your coworkers, and you don't really get that anywhere else. At least I haven't.
Have you experienced any other occupation where you get this kind of camaraderie?
No, I did work at an elementary school. And it's just, as much as I loved it, there's just nothing that really compares to working at Max. The environment, the people, the energy, the customers, It's just, there's nothing like it.
We also can't sit still for very long. Yeah. So when you work a different job and every day is the same and you're looking at that same schedule, it's so quick to get boring. And at Max, you're in there, you're walking through the door and you're like, all right, what are we facing today?
Never bored. Yeah. Always something to do.
Your day flies by. It's nice.
That's one thing I noticed when I was working in a restaurant. Oh, yeah. The time just flies.
Yeah. It's 11? What?
Yeah. And especially where all three of you are. I mean, it's busy pretty much from open to close, right?
Yep.
People are at our door before they're even unlocked in the morning.
Like, oh, good morning. Yeah. I'm sure that.
Come on in.
It's Christmas. Why are you here?
I'm sure that adds to the energy, though. Like, you're constantly busy. Like, I don't know that I've ever driven by Max and not seen the parking lot at least halfway full. Like, you're just constantly moving. You must be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Except on Tuesdays when I drive in for lunch. And I'm like, ugh. We're closed. Do you know how many times I've done that?
Likewise.
You just show up on Tuesday and you're not
I do actually.
Rihanna, tell us a memorable catering story. You don't have to mention any names or anything, but I know you have some.
I do. When you know the people that are getting married, like you went to high school with them that you haven't seen in years, or there are friends of a friend, that actually happened to me about a month ago. The bride and the groom I had known through mutual friends. And so when we showed up with the box truck, we were like, oh my goodness. Hi, congratulations, first of all. We're so excited to be here. This venue had just been redone. And so we didn't know really what setup was going to look like. I personally hadn't met the new owners yet. And so it was kind of just like a, let's get in there and let's go. Let's figure it out. And it went very smoothly, but I think that was probably pretty memorable.
I would think for someone in your position, maybe the biggest issue you have is the space that you're allotted.
Yes, sometimes that definitely comes into play. If we have a very large wedding, typically it's buffet style. So we'll try and do both sides of the buffet. And sometimes if it's a smaller venue, or we'll just do one side. Same thing, that comes more into play with the bar setup. It's a lot of room for, or a little room for a lot of people.
Oh, it's great. We've got a 60 by 60 room, but there's no power.
Yeah. Are
you cool with that? Yeah. You didn't need water. Did you need water?
I do have to say all of the venues are there to help, and they make sure that you know that too. So
a lot more challenges than just preparing the food that you have
100%.
To deal with.
Like Jerry was saying a little bit ago, there's a lot of behind the scenes that people don't see, where they're like, oh, I could do that. That looks easy, when there's really so much behind it that goes into it.
I know when I was bartending, Dahlia, I had a lot of memorable characters. And I'm sure throughout your career, you've had some as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Name names.
Never.
It's like going to a priest, going to your bartender or your hairdresser.
Absolutely.
Like, zip it. Keep it like a vault.
In college, I was going to be a school counselor. And I'm like, well, I mean, I never followed through with that. But I do hear about everyone's problems. I hold their hand while they cry. I laugh with them. You know, it's definitely a job where you get all kinds of situations, and a lot of people do like to go and see their local bartender and talk to them about their day.
When I started out bartending, it was a service bar. So my customers were the staff, mm-hmm. and it was fantastic. They just mm-hmm. walked to the kitchen and yell out their drink orders, and I'd prepare them and have them ready for them. And then I got another job where I actually had to work at a bar with customers, mm-hmm. and it's a totally different animal. Like you said, I show up for work and pour someone a beer, and they're just unloading on me.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, and then people are starting to come in, and you're like, I need to go see what they want now.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because there's so many times when someone's really getting lost in a story with me, and I'm looking around the bar and I'm like, okay, I see my list of things to do piling up here, but like, how do I walk away from this conversation?
Eventually you get enough daggers
that you're like, oh, excuse me for a minute.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about what type of person it takes to succeed as a bartender?
You need to be able to get along with everybody. Whether or not you like them, they're still there and you still have an expectation to give them an experience. Coming out to eat is a lot more than just the food. It's how you feel when you walk in through the door. It's if you're being acknowledged by the other servers there. A smile goes a long way. I've never taken pride in treating customers poorly. If they rub me the wrong way, I honestly just kill them with kindness, which I think is a very important attribute to
That's
be
a superpower.
Server. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right
like,
there.
Oh, you want to be...
You can say it.
Yeah, you can say it. We'll bleep it out. It'll be fun.
We put a little bark over it.
Careful what you ask for.
Yeah, right? I can turn the filter off. It's not very good, easy to put on. But like I had someone the other day, their takeout was messed up and you thought that their whole day was ending. And it was almost like a challenge for me to be like, all right, I'm just going to be as nice as possible to this lady and see if her mood will change. I did get a thank you at the end of it, but... Nice. Yeah. It was kind of hard.
Do you have a favorite time of year to work behind the bar, like football season or?
I love the holiday season. Yeah. You see so much. You know, people are coming in through the door to get the gift cards. We do a bonus gift card for every X amount that you purchase. So that gets a lot of activity through the door. You get to do a lot of holiday parties. You see people have their family gatherings. Mm. It's just like a really nice feel in the air when it's the holiday season there.
Yeah. You probably get people coming home too, like people who've maybe left for another city living or working, you know, somewhere else. Yeah, and they come home to see their family for the holiday.
Kids at college. Yeah.
And you've been there so long, you probably watch a lot of kids grow up.
I've watched so many kids grow up. We actually have one of our sweet bussers. I started waiting on her when she was 5 years old. Now she's part of our crew, and it's pretty fun to watch.
I love that.
Jerry, I think you hit the jackpot with these two.
I know. Can we have
absolutely.
Them?
No.
We'll keep that.
Is there such thing as a typical day for you?
Yes, I think every day is typical. But for someone who's never been in the restaurant business, if they shadowed me for a day, they would probably shake their head like, how do you do this every day? Mm. You get used to it. You get... You know, the adrenaline rushes, the lunch rush, the dinner rush, all the in-between stuff we talked about earlier. You just get used to it. It just kind of gets into your bloodstream and you enjoy it. But on the outside looking in, it looks easier because when customers see me, I'm just kind of wandering around, kind of chatting with people like we're doing now. But there is a lot that happens behind the scenes.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. Like if someone was following you around with a camera and then had to edit it and make a montage of a day with Jerry. What would that look like?
Oh, boy. Well, the morning would start out with paperwork, chatting with the morning crew as they came in, make sure, you know, any issues from the night before or any issues coming up that night, like a steak challenge or something like that was coming up. We'd discuss things that were happening, make sure everybody came in on time or came in at all. Occasionally, you get people that call out.
That does happen, right?
So you always have to adjust for that. And then you get ready for lunch. Then the servers and bartenders start to show up a little bit after that. You hope lunch goes smoothly. You kind of make sure everything's going the way it's supposed to. If not, you fix those problems as they come up, and you never know. It's always a crapshoot. You never know what's going to happen. Then you have that lull most days in between lunch and dinner, and then you have something to eat. You maybe touch base on some emails and do a little bit more paperwork. And then the big crush is dinner. Then that's when you're making your money. You know, you have a lot more crew comes in. You get ready for dinner rush. And again, you hope everything goes smoothly. If everything goes smoothly and everybody's doing their job just right, that job, you know, my job can be much easier. Yeah. But there are times when things just don't go right. Customers are upset for whatever reason. Something doesn't get done right. And you have to put those fires out as you go. But they're pretty long days. You know, there's a lot going on, and it's not like you're making widgets. You know, you go in at 8 o'clock and you make widgets until 4 o'clock and you go home. It's every single day is a little bit different. You know, I would love to do a shadowing thing like that with somebody who, you know, makes widgets for a living and thinks my job is easy. So, come on over.
Well, Mark, I was like, that's a good idea. That would be fun to do.
Right? Yeah. It totally would.
I'd be into that.
All right, I'll be in tomorrow. We'll work it out. This has been so much fun. Is there anything else about Max that any of you would like to tell our listeners?
This August, Max Grill turned 30. We brought back some menu items that were taken off the menu. We called them Throwback Thursdays. They lasted for a week. We did a lot of giveaways. We changed our logo a bit. We brought back that steak challenge. But we really wanted to make it a point to celebrate that Max Grill has been around for that long. And I think that the public also enjoyed our celebrations.
That's so cool.
3 decades for a local restaurant.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Incredible.
That was pretty cool to see all the customers, all the regulars that have been going there for that long.
Yeah, I bet you've had a lot of people who've been customers for 30 years. Yeah.
Absolutely. We had a lot of people... Like Dahlia was saying with the Throwback Thursday meals. Oh, I remember this up some years ago. I'm like, do you?
I wasn't born yet. Jerry, Brianna, Dahlia, we have a game that we like to play at the end of the show called Three Random Questions, where we get to know you a little bit outside of the professional setting. And we ask you some weird questions that make you kind of think a little bit about yourself and what you're all about. And unfortunately, because of our budget, you can't win anything. Yeah. But
bragging rights?
You could lose your dignity.
Yep.
There you go.
All right. So we'll start with Rihanna and work our way around.
Oh, goodness.
For everyone who's watching us on video, you'll see what I just did. Rihanna, what is one thing that you would tell your childhood self?
Probably that it's all going to be worth it.
All right.
All the hard work, it's going to be worth it.
All right. Dahlia, what would you tell your childhood self?
I'd probably tell myself not to be so hung up on the plan I created for myself and to roll with the punches because, like Rihanna said, the way it was meant to be is the way it is.
Jerry, you got some work to do here. Those are great answers.
They really were.
I think I would tell young Jerry to trust his instincts. I bought my first business when I was 30 and quite frankly should have done it when I was 20. I knew I needed to be self-employed. I don't have a negative thing to say about anybody I ever worked with or for, but I always knew I needed to do my own thing, but it wasn't until I was about 30 that I had the gumption enough to just jump in and do it. I should have done it when I was 20.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Sarah, you got one?
Yes.
We'll start with Jerry this time.
Okay. What is your favorite place to visit?
Any place quiet and serene, whether it's the water or hiking or the mountains. I enjoy peace and quiet because the restaurant business is not.
It's not peaceful.
Quiet. Especially at Max.
It's a good offset. It's a good offset.
How about you, Dahlia?
Similar to Jerry, I love being by the water, the ocean especially. I like to go down to Florida and disappear there for a bit and be at those beaches where I don't know anybody and just relax and feel that sun on my skin.
No one's asking you for anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I can be off when I'm there.
Okay, yeah. Rihanna.
I do have to agree with Jerry and Dahlia, but I do also really, because life gets busy as you get older, I do really, really, really love to visit my grandparents. So much.
That's beautiful.
That's really sweet.
Thank you.
I feel like you guys all would like that for about 2 days. And then you'd be like, okay, we're done. We have to go. We have to go do stuff. Like, I don't know how long you could be serene.
Absolutely. For sure.
You're so right.
That is definitely how my brain works.
All right. Question number three. We'll start with Dahlia. What's your favorite way to spend your free time?
I love being outside with my kids. I love to plan fun adventure days with them and, you know, just really soak up that quality time that I can have with them.
Rihanna?
I'm a painter. Oh. I love to paint and use my artistic abilities in any way, shape, or form that I can.
What do you paint?
Honestly, it really depends. I've kind of dappered into painting on like wood signs, canvas, watercolor, so watercolor paper.
Multimedia artist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Jerry, your favorite way to spend your free time. Do you have any free time?
Mm-hmm. I do. Okay. I squeeze it in there.
Okay.
Probably spending time with my family. I have a daughter. She now has a husband, so my family's growing. I think that as you get older, those kind of, you know, family means more. Not that it doesn't mean it a lot when you're younger, but as you get older, certain things come into play a little bit more. So
I agree. I think as you get older, things slow down and you realize what's really important. Mm-hmm. And it's impossible to convince the younger generation that that's how it works.
True.
It has been an absolute pleasure. Thanks
for being
Thank
here,
you so
guys.
Much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
In unison.
Are all three of you working today?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Right on.
We have a meeting in just a little while.
All right. We'll let you get to the meeting. Thanks again for joining us. And we will catch you tomorrow.